Bibles to. I gotta be careful how I open these because these tabs are getting old. And so if I pull on the tab itself, it'll come out. And I don't have these scriptures memorized because I can hardly hold the microphone and my Bible at the same time. And if I had a piece of paper up here, we'd be in trouble. So Matthew chapter 22 and verse 14. Matthew chapter 22 and verse 14. We're going to jump right into the Word of God here today. Let God speak to your heart and mind. Amen. Amen. Matthew chapter 22 in verse 14, it reads this. It reads, "For many are called, but few are chosen." Many are called, but few are chosen. I want to be chosen. Amen. Let's open up in prayer. Lord, we thank you for the Word of God. We thank you that your Word is life, it's power, it's liberty, it's hope, God. God, I thank you that you have called us, God, and I know some in here have answered that call, Lord God, and they're chosen by you, God, and we thank you, Lord, that your hand is upon our life, leading us and guiding us. God, cause us to go deeper in you. Cause us to be more in line with you, God. God, cause us to love you and to hunger and thirst after you with all of our heart, Lord. God, anoint the preaching of your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So this scripture says, many are called, but few are chosen. Amen. The reality is God knocks on the heart of the door of everybody. Amen. The Bible says that God doesn't wish that any should perish, but that all should come unto repentance. And there comes a point in time where God will deal with the heart of a man. Amen. But what separates someone from being called and someone being chosen? Because the Bible says many are called, but actually only a few are chosen. I want to be one of the chosen ones. We all can point back, though, to different times in our life where we can say, oh, God was calling me. He was drawing me out. I felt. The Bible says no man comes unto the Father except the Spirit draw him. So the Spirit of God will work on the heart of a man. And you'll feel called by God. Called for what? Called to serve him. Called to come out from a life into a new life with God, in God, for the glory of God. Called out. You read all the way through the Bible and you see how God would call out individuals. You would also see where he would call out some individuals and they would turn up to it. They would resist it and they would choose to go another way through their actions. Amen. And it would not go well. But there were some that were called out. Amen. And then God placed a mark upon their life, and God chose them. Chose them for what? Chose them for his service. Chose them for something that he created everyone to do, but not everyone fulfills with what God has created them to do. There are people that live their life created for something and never do it. Oh. Amen. But, amen, let's look at this. Call. So we flip back to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 19. Matthew 4 and verse 19. Amen. So we understand that some of the disciples were called. Matthew chapter 4 verse 19. And this is what it says. And he saith unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. So we have a couple of the disciples. Peter and Andrew are fishing, and Jesus shows up, and Jesus says, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And the Bible says in verse 20, and straightway they left their nets and followed him. What did they do? They left what they were doing, and they went and followed him. It's almost like you're completely engaged. Perfect example, Casper. When he is engaged in something, he is engaged in it. And mom will be like, Casper! And it's like he never hears. Now, does he really hear? Probably. Yeah. But does he want to respond? No. You know, and we're all like that at times. You know, we hear something. It's just like, I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that. Hopefully we don't act that way. But I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that. Or some people like to label it selective hearing. Where they hear a call, and then they kind of just go on like normal. So these two men heard the call of God upon their heart. felt the dealing of God upon their heart, and they left their nets. What were they doing? They were doing what they knew to do. They were engaged in their life. And they said, I am going to put my life on the back burner, and I'm going to follow God. We continue to read down through. And so Jesus kept going, and then he runs into two more. And the end of verse 21 says, and John, his brother, in a ship with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets, he called unto them. Who did Jesus? He called unto them. Verse 22. And they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him. They made up their mind. They immediately left their father and the ship and they followed him. Well, tomorrow sounds like a better day, right? Like sometimes we do that. Well, I'll take care of that mess that I need to get to tomorrow. Or I'll get to the thing that I need to get to. It's really important, and I know it needs dealt with, but tomorrow. What's the saying? Tomorrow never comes. Tomorrow never comes. Sister Judy hit it right on the head. Tomorrow never comes. Because sometimes, like today, if I say, I'll get to it tomorrow. Well, when I get into tomorrow, like, it's always, oh, the next day. Like, it's today. Tomorrow is today. That's the saying. And so, but we see that many people are called, but few are chosen. So let's continue to flip. Let's go over to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8 and verse 18. Matthew chapter 8 and verse 18. We'll start in verse 19. Matthew chapter 8, verse 19, giving you a chance to turn there. And the Bible says, and a certain scribe came and said unto him, Master, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. That's quite a statement. Wherever you go, I'm going to go. Have we ever said stuff, but then, honestly, we didn't really count the cost. We didn't really think about what we said. You know, and sometimes it gets us in trouble. I'll help you with that project. Boy, it sounds wonderful. But really what you're volunteering for is a ton of work. And then afterward, like the person says, hey, you're going to help me. We're doing it next weekend. And you're thinking, I want to go fishing. And you're thinking about all the work. And you're thinking about the labor. You're thinking about, we didn't count the cost. So probably this man that said this, and we're going to read the next verse, but this man that said this, you know, didn't really count the cost. Or not really realizing what it was going to take to really follow the Lord. You know, Lord, I'll follow you. You know, when you feel needed, it's so easy to respond in a good way. Oh, I'm needed. Like, so when you feel needed by God, you know, God, not that he necessarily needs us, because he doesn't need us, but he chooses to need us. I heard somebody say it that one. He chooses to work through us in this world. So he chooses to need us and want us. But so when we feel that call upon our heart, that the Lord needs us, I have need of you. Like our heart leaps out like, oh Lord, I'll go, I'll follow. Well, we sing many songs like, you know, that just talk about following God and pursuing God and going here and doing what the Lord wants us to do and going in that direction. And our heart is just leaping out inside of us. But then it comes down to it and the effort that needs to be put forth to follow the Lord. Verse 20 says this, and Jesus saith unto him, the foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man have not where to lay his head. So the reality is when you follow the Lord, you feel the calling, but then you follow him, it isn't always easy or pretty. And sometimes it's difficult. The disciples followed Jesus, and they didn't always follow him into the palace. In fact, most of the time they followed him into some pretty sticky situations. But they followed him, and they made up their mind to follow him. Why? Because they believed in him. They believed that he was the Son of God, the Savior of the world. They believed that if they followed him, everything was going to be all right. Do you have your mind made up today? Because he calls a lot of people, and they feel good about it. But then all of a sudden, once it gets too serious, we find out that they really didn't take the calling serious. And if you don't, you're not going to be chosen. The Bible says many are called, but few are chosen. Few are chosen. And God chooses us based on our choice. Does that make sense? Because it's like a football team or any kind of sports. They have tryouts. And everybody tries out. Everybody's called to come participate in tryouts. But then all of a sudden, coach is looking and, wow, that one's taking it serious. They're working hard. Boy, that one has a lot of potential, but he's always sitting. He's not doing nothing. He could really be a good player. So it comes the time for the coach to choose who's going to be on the team. He turns to the one with all kinds of potential and says, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You're not on the team. And he's thinking, oh, what do you mean I'm not on the team? I'm way better than that. You chose that one over me. And if the coach would tell him, say, yeah, I did. Because they meant business. They decided they really wanted to be on the team. They decided they were going to work hard and they were going to follow God. And so, you know, we got to follow God wherever it might lead. We got to make up our mind, determine in our heart. That's how we respond to the call of God. And that's how God will choose us. And then verse 21. And another of his disciples saith unto him, Lord, suffer me first to go bury my father. But Jesus said unto him, follow me and let the dead bury the dead. That was kind of tough, Lord. He's not opposed to someone, their father dies burying the father. But this is what this man was saying. What this man was saying is, I'm going to stay with my father until he dies. His father might not have died for 20 or 30 more years. But he wanted to follow God. But really, it was kind of God was just on the back burner. And really, he was going to give everything to somewhere else, another part of his life, and then, after that part of his life was over, then he was going to follow God. Some people say that, I'm going to wait to follow God until I'm older, or until this happens, or until that happens, and all the while God's calling on their heart, and the reality is this man might die before his father, right? Yeah. He could die before his father, but, you know, we need to not do that. What did Jesus say? Jesus said unto him in verse 22, Jesus said unto him, follow me and let the dead bury their dead. Do you want to do it now or not? Remember when he's called you. Remember your small response. Following him is a journey. It's a journey. Today you chose to follow him. To church. Monday morning, you've got to choose to follow him to work. Okay? Choose to follow him in prayer and reading your Bible. We don't got much more here. Flip over one page in your Bible. It might be one page. It's one page in my Bible. And we go to... So it gets into Jesus as... In verse chapter 10. Chapter 10. The Bible says that when he had called unto him the 12 of disciples, he gave unto them power. So what we see is that God will call somebody. God will then choose somebody based off of their response. And then the Bible says that God will send us forth with power. There are a lot of good-meaning people that are completely powerless. Yeah. And they're not powerless because God didn't want them to have power. They're powerless based on their wanting to follow God. Or not. There are people that have professed to be Christians and only God can say whether or not they're Christians or not. They felt called by God. They responded in some kind of way, but they really don't follow him. And therefore, Jesus, he only sent out the ones that were closest to him. And the Bible says he sent them out. And then in the middle of verse 10 says, and he gave them power. He gave them power. Against unclean spirits and to cast out devils and to do kind of. Has he given you power? Amen. He wants to give you power. Amen. But focusing on the following him. Amen. The chosen part. And the Bible says this. We don't got much more here. The Bible says this. In verse 26. Fear them. Chapter 10 verse 26. Fear them not therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed and hid that shall not be known. What I tell you in darkness, that speak in the light. and that hear ye in the ear, and that preach upon the housetops. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul. But rather fear them which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. So I'm not worried about the world and what the world can do to me. Because if I'm called by God, if I'm chosen by God, if I'm sent by God with power, there's nothing that can stop me and get me off the track. I mean, there's nothing. And then verse 32. This is where it gets down to the brass tacks and tiddlywinks. Some of the kids probably say, what did he just say? The older people are like, I understand. That means where the rubber meets the road. That means where I'm going to mean it. I'm getting right down to business. I'm going to do what I said I'm going to do, and I'm going to do it with all my might. Verse 32. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. So if we confess God, he'll confess us. But if we don't confess God, He won't confess us. He won't confess us. Amen. Flip over into your Bibles to Luke. One last scripture here. Luke. This is tricky. I don't know if you guys are to turn a Bible, to hold a mic, and to make sure the wind doesn't catch the previous page. It's very tricky. Amen. Normally I can move around, but I'm so focused on I haven't moved a bit. That's got to be some kind of record, right?
For you, yeah.
You guys know that's some kind of record.
Yeah. Usually you're
I tell you what to do. You guys are going to put a fan. You're going to blow it on me while I'm preaching so I stay put.
Thanks for the idea.
And the thing is the camera person won't have to move it.
Shouldn't have gave you that idea.
Okay. So, Luke chapter 9 and verse 23.
Luke chapter 9, verse 23.
Nine.
And we're going to hold just for a second. Let everybody turn there. Luke chapter 9. And the people that are watching on the screen, a bunch of people in here brought their Bible. So, it would be wrong for me not to let them turn there. See, if nobody brought their Bible, I would have just read. But you should bring your Bible. You should bring your Bible. Luke chapter 9, verse 23. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. So here's the principle. Because the idea is this. Some people say, I have to give up too much to follow God. Well, yeah, you do. You do. Because when you decide to set out on the journey and to answer the call, and then you're chosen by God, really what you're saying is, God is a priority in my life. And I am actually willing to lay down what I want and what I desire in the direction I want to go. And I'm willing to put the Lord's call for my life and his desire for my life and his will for my life and his plans for my life ahead of my plans for my life. Amen. And the Bible says, that's what it says. That's what it means when it says that whosoever will save his life shall lose it. So the people that hold on to their life, it's my choice. God, I'm going to make this choice based on my needs. And I'm going to live my life based on my wants and my desires, and nobody's going to tell me what to do, including God. What you really did is you saved your life for yourself, but the Bible says if you do that, you actually lose your life. People that live that kind of life, God is not in it. Even though God might have called them, God is not in it, and God's not going to be a part of it. But the Bible goes on to say that whosoever shall lose their life for my sake, for the sake of Christ, shall have saved it. So if you actually lose your life and say, Lord, not my will, but your will. Lord, not my direction, but your direction. Lord, I want to go where you want me to go. I want to do what you want me to do. And that's what his disciples did. They said, Lord, I feel your call. And he said, okay, follow me. And so, what did the Bible say? Immediately, they stopped what they were doing, and they followed him. And they went on their journey, and they followed him. And really, they lost quite a bit, right? They might have lost some close friendships. Because now they weren't home, they were following Jesus. Right? They might have lost financially because they weren't necessarily putting all kinds of time and effort into pursuing money, but they were pursuing God. You know, and it even goes for children too, because sometimes we think our children, I gotta invest, I gotta pour into them. But then we neglect our spiritual. Well, that's how you lose your children. If you lose it spiritually, then you lose your children. That's how it works a lot of times. But when you get in there spiritually and you touch heaven spiritually, you know, your kids see it and you'll actually save your kids. But that's opposite of the way a worldly mind will think. The worldly mind will think, well, I need to put a lot of effort and time into my job. I need to put a lot of effort and time into my children. Both of them are good. I need to put a lot of effort and time into it, different things. But the Bible says God is a priority. So you're gonna, it seems like you're losing your other things, but in the end, you save them if you put God first. That's what it says. And then finishing up these scriptures, amen, it says, for what is a man advantaged if he gain the whole world and lose himself, or be a castaway? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me in the end of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he shall come in his own glory, in his Father's, and in of his holy angels. So the Bible says, what shall a man advantage if he gain the whole world and lose himself? You can have everything and have nothing. Everything. You think there's some things like we desire. Like, we desire a good job. We desire money. We desire a nice house. We desire, like, picture perfect, like, beautiful. Like, I'm thinking in my mind, I would love to have a house in the country, set back in with nobody around. But what's it gonna cost me to get that? Is it gonna cost me to really, really work and labor and work? And then what am I gonna lose? My family? Am I gonna lose my relationship with God? And so that's what Jesus was really saying here. He says, I'm calling a bunch of people. And I'm calling you. But are you willing to really follow me? And when you really follow God, you have to give up some things. But you make God a priority. And in the end, you'll save your life. Maybe the life of your children. Amen. I feel a call of God in my life. I'm not talking about just to be a preacher. But every one of us has felt God pulling. God pulling. And I'm talking to a lot of people that have responded. You've responded. We got to keep responding and keep going and keep getting in there. Because the Bible says, then we're chosen by him. And then he sends us out with power. Mm-hmm. With power. Power to do what? Power to affect the world through Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Power to make a difference in our children's lives. In the lives of those around us, in the lives of those at work. Like power. Where does the power come from? God Almighty. Something that we couldn't do. What can I do? Not much. But what can the power of God do? A whole lot. And the power of God can work through someone that responds to the call, that follows, that's chosen, and then he sends them forth with power. With power. Amen. Let's bow our hands.
Amen. Lord, we thank you.
Lord, that you have called us. You've called us out, Lord. You've chosen us, Lord. God, you've chosen us based on our response to follow you with our heart, with our mind, with our soul, with everything that's in us, God. Sometimes sacrificially, Lord. A lot of times sacrificially. But we're doing it for you, God. For your glory. For your honor, Lord. Amen. We're doing it for you. Amen. Because you are worthy. And you are worthy. Amen. If you believe that today, if you want to follow God for him, then let him know that. Just the moment we have here, let him know, Lord, I want to follow you. And I'm doing it because I love you, because I trust you, because I want you in my life, Lord. Amen. And I'm putting you first, God. I'm putting you first. Amen. 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 Can we think of a song?
I am determined.
I am determined. Amen. Let's sing it.